This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
2026 is already shaping up to be a big year for cinema, with major releases hitting the big screen and Irish actors and actresses making waves internationally. It feels like more people are heading back to the cinema again. This evening on I Recommend, we're going to be talking about some of the biggest films out at the minute and the ones that you should be keeping an eye on. I'm joined by movie critic and TikTok creator Sean Plunkett. Sean, thank you very much for joining me on the show this evening. It feels like it's been a huge year for cinema already, and we're only in March, and there's so much buzz around new releases, and there's been so many big Irish names appearing on the screen as well. From what you're seeing, is it shaping up overall to be a strong year for film?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's, to be honest, probably going to shape up to be one of the strongest years for cinema in the last decade or so. Like, we've already had some absolute bangers, including like 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, Project Hail Mary, Good Luck Have Fun, Don't Die, Wasteman, and also Send Help, and that's only to name a few. And then that's without even mentioning the huge upcoming releases we have to still look forward to, such as Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, Dune Part 3, Avengers Doomsday, Spider-Man Brand New Day. There's still those coming out as well. I'm probably missing a few, but you get the point, it's looking stacked.
There's going to be so many trips to the cinema for so many people throughout the year, because yeah, they seem to be like quite well staggered as well for the release, so it's going to be like the whole year that we're going to be constantly looking forward to something new. But at the minute, it seems that film adaptations are of classic novels, in fact, are having a moment, to say the least. I mean, obviously the new Wuthering Heights adaptation's been getting a lot of attention. Do you think that works very well for modern audiences when you take a spin on a classic and present it on the screen in the 21st century?
Yeah, so personally, I'd never read the novel, but I have seen the film. And from talking to listening to others who have read the book, I heard that it wasn't the best adaptation, and which probably doesn't help considering the movie didn't get the best of reviews. I had the chance to watch it and I went to see it with my girlfriend, and as I say, I wasn't the biggest fan. I thought the story felt bland, quite boring, and the writing and script kind of made me cringe at times. I couldn't help but feel it was almost basically a story of glorified cheating. I will be fair though and say that the best thing about the film by far was the cinematography and the soundtrack, thanks to both Linus Sandgren, I think is his name. He's doing Dune Part 3, and then obviously Charlie XCX as well. She had some great tracks, but apart from the soundtrack and the cinematography, I thought it was not a very good film.
Amazing that so many people have such divisive opinions about it, because it is probably the biggest film that's come out so far of 2026 anyways. What do filmmakers have to keep in mind when they're adapting like a book for film? Like, what are they supposed to be keeping in mind? I know you said you haven't read the book, but there did seem to be a general consensus that there was a bit of a disconnect between the book and the movie.
Yeah, 100%. I think obviously you have to stay true to the original for the essential and pivotal parts of the story, which is obviously why the novel has like resonated with fans in the first place. So like the source material should definitely be followed to keep the integrity of the story there. You do have to keep those fans happy, but you do have to keep in mind you have to adapt it for the big screen, which is very different as a visual medium. Like, if you're going a bit away from the source material to enhance the cinematic experience for the audience and like immerse them into the story, I think that's fair enough. If you're going to be changing maybe a decision from a character or adding a new plot or adding a new side story or something, I think that's fair enough. But I think doing a huge turn and kind of going like completely 180, that's just going to probably, you know, annoy a good few people and anger them. So you have to stick to the source material, but definitely adapt it considering it's a movie and not a book this time, you know what I mean?
Talk me through the new film Crime 101 that's getting a lot of buzz as well. Is it your classic heist movie, or is it bringing something new to that genre that is obviously very, very popular for so many people? It's one that just keeps lasting. It has the test of time, in fact.
Yeah, 100%. I love crime movies, and I think they never really get old. Even like, I'm a huge fan of the older ones like Heat and Dog Day Afternoon, but there's new ones as well like Drive, Baby Driver, Hell and High Water. So I think Crime 101 is a thrilling and action-packed heist movie that I definitely recommend people go see, especially if you're a fan of Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo and our own Barry Cowan. It has elements of the classic heist movies you'd see, with the usual like main character with a troubled past. He meets a girl during a string of high profile robberies. The action scenes are intense and will have you on the edge of your seat, but it does bring something fresh in the way that it has some clever twists and turns that add to the stakes and make it feel a bit more fresh and unique, because the genre can get kind of repetitive over a while, but it does bring in some new twists that will keep you locked in, and then has a nail-biting finale as well.
How important is suspense in a film in general, particularly in that genre, when we mention like a nail-biting finale? I haven't seen it, of course, yet, but is that the key ingredient when it comes to making a film of that genre?
Yeah, well, suspense definitely plays a huge role in keeping audiences hooked and immersed into the story on the big screen. It creates the stakes and heightens the tension for them, and so they actually care what's going to happen. It's definitely a key element in like crime movies, but also in like the horror genre as well, because that's what you're going for, is to get audiences on the edge of your seat. And, you know, if it's making them feel scared or tense, then you're doing a good job.
What about the other film people are talking about? Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die. I have not, obviously, come across that one yet, but some reviews are saying it feels like a wild episode of Black Mirror. What did you think about that one?
Yeah, Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die is definitely one of the most absurd, entertaining, but mental films I've seen in a long time. It kind of has all the things you'd see in Black Mirror, but it's like just 10 times more comedic and insane. I won't give too much away, because it's definitely best to go blind into the film. It's basically just about a man who travels back in time and gathers a bunch of random people from a cafe to stop a 9-year-old creating an advanced AI system. It's as mental as it sounds, but I'd 100% recommend people to go see this with their friends to have a good laugh in the cinema, because it's by far the most I've laughed in a very long time. It's just mental. You never see anything else like it.
Okay, I'm adding that to my pick of things that I need to see today. Yeah. But if people are going to the cinema this weekend, what would your top pick be for them, bar that one? Because there's so much out at the minute, there's so much coming, it's hard to keep up with it all.
I definitely recommend people to go see Project Hail Mary. It's actually getting an early release this weekend. I think it was meant to come out next week around Patrick's Day, but in a load of Irish cinemas, it's coming out this weekend. It's Ryan Gosling's newest movie. I was lucky enough to see it on Monday at the Irish premiere, and I'm not even exaggerating when I say it's easily one of the best sci-fi movies I've seen in the last 10 years. Instantly an all-time favourite. It's about a science teacher called Ryland Grace who wakes up in space with no memory of how he got there, and eventually figures out he has to help the son from dying. But yeah, it's really, really good. I definitely recommend to see it on the biggest screen possible, in IMAX preferably, because the sound and the visual quality was unreal.
Ryan Gosling has been getting an awful lot of praise for that. As you said, I haven't seen it yet either. You were fortunate to see it at the premiere, but he's such a versatile actor. He's been in so many different genres. I mean, he can do the type of sci-fi. He can do the crime thrillers. He can do the Barbie films. You know, he really is an exceptional talent.
Exactly.
And it's been great to see Irish talent getting great recognition, obviously. I know you've already mentioned Barry Keoghan. Also, the likes of Alice and Oliver. Does it feel like we're having a bit of a moment in the industry?
Yeah, 100%. Irish are taking over the industry 100%. Like, you have Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan, who are also going to be starring in their own Beatles movies, which is mental in its own right. Cillian Murphy's back playing Thomas Shelby, obviously. And you have Jessie Buckley, who should be winning her award this weekend as well. Also, when you come to TV shows, you have Peter Claffey, who is the lead in the new Game of Thrones spin-off, The Night of the Seven Kingdoms, which is a huge for us. And then director-wise, you have two Irish horror directors who have films coming out later this year, with Lee Cronin and Damien McCarthy. Lee Cronin obviously has The Mummy coming out, and Damien McCarthy has Hogan. So the Irish are definitely here to stay in the film industry.
Keeping our fingers crossed, particularly for Jessie Buckley, this weekend. Yeah, I have a good feeling. Yeah. I think everyone in Ireland has a good feeling about that because she is exceptional.
It'd be a bit of a robbery if she didn't win, to be fair.
Yeah. Do you know what? I would think that too. I'm probably a bit biased because she's Irish. But yeah, look, we'll keep our fingers and toes crossed for her.
Yeah, 100%.
As a film critic yourself, have you spotted any rising Irish actors that you think could potentially be the next big thing that we should really be watching at the minute?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple. Obviously, you have Anna Hardwick there, who played Roy Keane in Saipan, who was great and obviously won an IFTA for the lead actor, so he won the Best Actor award. He also, though, at the Dublin Film Festival there, I seen his latest film. It's a bank robbery film called No Ordinary Heist. It's based on a true story, and he proved his range there and was phenomenal in that and really impressed me. So he'll definitely be one to watch. Two others probably come to mind as well. Show-wise, you have Anthony Boyle, who's been really good in a number of TV shows over the last number of years, like House of Guinness, Masters of the Air, and Say Nothing. And then on the younger side, I'd probably have to give a shout-out to Alicia Weir, who, since getting the lead in Matilda the Musical, she was starring in Abigail, the vampire film, and then also had a role in Wicked Little Letters as well. And considering she's only 15... she has a bright future ahead of her as well.
She does indeed. I'm very familiar with her. She's exceptional. And in Matilda, where so many people came across her for the first time, like, what a way to dance onto your screens and sing onto your screens and really make a statement. Before I let you go, we're obviously looking ahead to awards season. I know we have awards this weekend and very shortly, but looking ahead to next year, do you think Ireland could be bringing home any Oscars then as well?
Yeah, like obviously, as you said, it's early days considering this year's haven't happened yet. But in terms of next year, I'd hope as a front runner, Paul Mescal would get in there, because obviously last year he was nominated for After Sun, which I think was well deserved. And some people thought arguably he should have been nominated for his performance in Hamnet. So I feel like he's just like that one performance away from getting his well deserved first Oscar. But yeah, I'd say we'll keep up the success, hopefully, after this year as well. Bring an eye towards more Irish films and cinema, and actors and actresses will get more opportunities. So yeah, you can only hope so. Anyways, it's very early, but you'd hope.
We can watch this space. Well, Sean Plunkett, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat and weighing in on what we should be watching right now. And I'm off to make a list of everything you've just said so that I can head to the cinema. Thank you so much.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.